Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes. Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and today's show is for Wednesday, December the 21st, 2016. We're going to be doing 2 Samuel chapters 21 and 22 today, and we will be finishing 2 Samuel with chapters 23 and 24 tomorrow on Thursday the 22nd. And on Friday, we will begin the book of 1 Kings with chapters 1 and 2. So we're finishing up an exciting series here in 2 Samuel. With all the story of King David and all the good things that happened and all the bad things that happened. It's an action-packed set of books. Actually, it was all one in the beginning, but they separated them into two books, and I'm doing them as two books for ease of study for the listeners. I know they're all one book in the beginning, and they've modified everything, so most of the versions of the Bible out today have them as two books, so I need to cater to those that have whatever volume translation they have, but they can read along with me. We're in chapter 21 with verse 1. There was a famine, 7:4-5:8. In the days of David, 3 years, year after year. And David inquired before Yahweh, and Yahweh answered, because of Shaul, and because of the blood guilt of his house, over that he put to death the Gibeoni, the Gibeonites. That's 1393, Gibeonites. And verse 2, the king called the Gibeoni to speak to them. The Gibeoni were not of the children of Israel, but of the remnant of the Emori, 5, 6, 7, the Amorites. They were Canaanites. And the children of Israel had sworn to them, and Shaul sought to smite them in his zeal, 7:0-6:5, to the children of Israel and Yehuda. Well, verse 2, you can reference the book of Joshua, chapter 9, verses 3 through 15, where they swore they would be servants if they were not put to death. And they had tricked Joshua, and he had mercy on them. And Israel had sworn an oath by Yahweh. You don't set that aside. You just don't do that. Verse 3, so said David to the Gibeoni, what may I do for you, and with what shall I cover over, 3722, that's cover over the blood guilt of Shaul, that you bless the inheritance of Yahweh. He's trying to find out how to make amends to the Gibeoni, because an oath by Yahweh is an oath. and it must be upheld. This is more righteousness by Dawid. He's doing the right thing here. Verse 4. Said the Gibeoni to him, "We want no silver or gold of Shaul or of his house, nor for us put to death any man in Israel." And said he, "What you say I will do for you." Verse 5, they said to the king, "The man that consumed us," that's 3615, "and that devised against us to destroy us if we stationed ourselves," 3320, "as having a place in any territory of Israel." Verse 6, "Let 7 men from his sons be given to us, and we will execute them," 3363. And here the method of execution is unclear. "We will execute them before Yahweh in Gibeah of Shaul, Yahweh's chosen," 972. That's where he chose to have his seat of government. Said the king, "I will give." And here's verse 7. And verse 7, you can reference 1 Samuel chapter 20, verses 15 through 17, and 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. All right, now we're going to have two Mephibosheths here. There's one in verse 7 and one in verse 8. They are two different men with the same name. Verse 7, "But spared 2550 the king Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Shaul, because of Yahweh's oath that was between them," between Dawid and Jonathan, the son of Shaul. Now, this is Jonathan's son in verse 7. Now, here's verse 8. There's another Mephibosheth in this verse, and it is not the son of Jonathan. Verse 8. That's why it's so confusing. People see all these names and they think it's all the same guy. No, there's a bunch of guys with the same name. And all through Scripture, there are like 5 or 6 Jehoshaphats. Verse 8, "But took the king the 2 sons of Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, whom she bore to Shaul, Armoni," 764, "and Mephibosheth," 4648. Okay. He's Shaul's son, not Jonathan's son. "And the 5 sons of Merab, the daughter of Shaul, whom she brought up for Adriel, the son of Barzillai, the Mechalathi," 4259. Verse 9, "That blood guilt evidently had followed them, because they were direct descendants of Shaul. But the first Mephibosheth was the son of Jonathan, and it didn't fall on him, and he spared him because there was an oath of Yahweh between Jonathan and Dawid. So he was spared." Verse 9, "And he gave them into the hands of the Gibeoni, and they executed them on the hill before Yahweh. And they fell all 7 together and were put to death in the days of harvest, in the beginning," 7223, "in the beginning," 8462, that's a repeat word in English, but it's different words in Hebrew. In the beginning of barley harvest, when they say they fell, they evidently were hung, because they were pushed off a platform and hung. That's what they mean. They fell. They fell from the hangman's gibbet. So that sort of is implied by the fact that they fell. Yeah, like in old Western movies, when they hanged one of the bad guys, they pulled a lever and it opened a trap door and he falls, and then pop, there goes the neck. Well, that's what they did with these guys. Verse 10, and Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, took sackcloth and spread it for herself upon the rock from the beginning of harvest until water poured out, 5, 4, 1, 3, upon them from the sky, and allowed no birds of the sky to rest upon them by day, nor living creatures, 2, 4, 1, 6, of the field by night. Okay. Verse 11. It was told to Dawid what Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, the concubine, 6370, of Shaul, had done. Verse 12. And verse 12, you can reference 1 Samuel, chapter 31, verses 8 through 13. Verse 12. Went Dawid and took away the bones of Shaul and the bones of Jonathan, his son, from the cities of Jabesh-Gilead, that had stolen them from the public square of Beth Shan, where the Pelishtim had hanged them, 8511, the day the Pelishtim smote Shaul in Gilboa. Verse 13, he brought up from there the bones of Shaul and the bones of Jonathan his son, and they gathered the bones of those that were executed. Verse 14, the bones of Shaul and Jonathan, his son, buried they in the land of Benjamin, because they were of the tribe of Benjamin, in Selah, 6762, in the sepulcher of Kish, 7027, his father, was the father of Shaul, and they did all that the king commanded. After that, Elohim was entreated, 6729, for the land. The famine ended. Now, verse 15, the Pelishtim were again at war with Israel. They were always at war with Israel. And Dawid went down and had servants with him and fought against the Pelishtim, and Dawid grew faint, 5888. Dawid was getting a little up in years at this point. And Yishbi Benab, 3430, and in your King James it's all one word, Ishbi Benab, but it's Yishbi separation, Benab, 3430, that was of those born, 3211, of the Rapha, 7498, that's a giant, like Goliath, okay? And you can reference 7498 in Deuteronomy chapter 2, verses 11 and 20. He was Raphaim, one of those great big guys. The weight of whose spear was 300 shekels of bronze in weight, he being girded, 2296, with a new sword, thought, 559, said in his heart, basically, to smite Dawid. Okay. Verse 17, but Abishai the son of Zeruiah helped him and smote the Philistine and killed him. Then the men of Dawid swore to him, saying, you shall go forth no more into battle with us. So the lamp, 5216, of Israel is not extinguished. Dawid being the lamp. And verse 17, you can reference 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 36, and Psalms 132, verse 17. I told you, he's getting up in years. He had no business being out there in the field with the man. He was an old king at that point. Verse 18, it came to be after this that again there was a battle with the Philistine of Gob, 1359. That's a city. Then Sibbecai, 5444, the Cushathi, 2843, smote Soph, 5593, which was of those born to the Rapha. And more, another giant. Soph was a giant. They were still scattered out about. Not all of them died in the flood in the Tarim Basin back in Noah's days. There were still some around. So that proves, again, that the flood was not worldwide. It was only in an isolated area to destroy their scientific center and the genetic modifications that were being done there. Verse 19, there was again a battle in Gob with the Philistine, where Elkanan, 4:5, the son of Ya'are Oregim, 3296, Abeth Halachmi, 1022, he was a Bethlehemite, smote Goliath, 1555, the Gitti, the staff of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. Okay, this is another instance of somebody with the same name. This one's another giant, and his name was Goliath, and it would be Goliath in the King James. This is the second guy named Goliath. Dawid killed the first one, and Elkanan killed the second at Gob of the Philistine. Verse 20, there was yet a battle in Gath, where a man of stature, 4067, and that is not 4055 as in Strong's. Strong's has an error there. That man means a man of stature. It is Madon, a great big guy, that had on every hand 6 fingers and on every foot 6 toes, 24 in number, and he was also born to the Rapha, another genetic mutation of the Raphaim. He was a very large man. That's why I said a man of stature, 4067, a large man, very tall. Verse 21, and when he taunted Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shimeah, the brother of Dawid, smote him. So there's another Jonathan. Common name. Shimeah, the brother of Dawid. Verse 22, these four were born of the Rapha in Gath and fell by the hand of Dawid and by the hand of his servants. In other words, if they would kill somebody, it was under Dawid's direction. Uh, In this chapter, the old blood guilt of the house of Shaul must be paid in blood to end the famine in the land. Some have atonement, but it is not correct. Propitiation for the sin is proper. And the bones of Shaul and Jonathan are moved to their final entombment. Now, as to the Rapha, they are of the lineage of the fallen sons of God, quote-unquote, as Elohim in Genesis. They took wives of the daughter of Adamic folk, and the children were the Nephilim, who spawned the Raphaim, Anakim, the Emims, and all those genetic mutations that are called giants. Okay? So that ends chapter 21. And we see all this action. Dawood is getting old. You know, and they don't want him going out in battle again because he's not a mighty man like he was when he was a young man. Hey, all of us are like that. I'm still 6'2", but I'm going to be 70, and I am not half the man I was when I was young. I was a real bear when I was young. I'm an old biker, okay? And I was something when I was young, but I'm not now. That was then, this is now. We can't keep on making believe there that we are what we were when we are young. The mind is willing, but the body says no. And if I tried to do some of the stuff that I did when I was young, I'd hurt myself. You know, no more mountain climbing. No more rappelling off of cliffs. I've been trying to save my money. I'm thinking about getting another motorcycle because they're cheap transportation. I'm not going to get the big, full hog. I'll get like a little Sportster or something just to put around town. But it's in my blood. I can't help it. I love riding motorcycles. Okay, and I've been a Harley guy all my life. I rode some Hondas. I had a Goldwing. I had a whole bunch of bikes. Had a lot of British bikes, Triumphs and Nortons. Been riding all my life. But the problem is, if I get crunched by a car, I'm not going to heal. I'm just, you know, my bones are just... So it's a hard decision. I have to try to balance common sense with my carnal desire for another Harley. Shame on me, lusting after Harley Davidsons. Ah, well, hey, life... Life is a strange trip, you know. Live till you die. I'm concentrating more on my service here. It is far more important than any material things that I want. But here's chapter 22 of the second book of Shemuel. Verse 1, spoke Dawood to Yahweh the words of this song, 7, 8, 9, 2. It is an actual song put to music. We just don't know the tune. In the day Yahweh delivered him from the hand of all his hated enemies and from the hand of Shaul. Now, I want to note here that with only a few minor differences, verses 2 through 51 of chapter 22 are Psalm 18. It's a parroting. They do this. They take pieces and parts and put them in different parts of the Bible. Like Chronicles. Chronicles has got a bunch of repetitive stuff that's in other books. Well, let's get into verse 2. Said he, and here begins the song, Yahweh, my crag, 5553, that's Salei, my fastness, 4686, that's Metsudati, my deliverer, 6403, that is Paleti, and that means to bring into security. Verse 3, Elohe, my rock, that means the God of my rock, 6697. Suri, as a figure of God, that's what he rests his faith on, is Yahweh. He is the rock of his life, the foundation, his security. In him will I seek refuge. Seek refuge is 2620. He is my shield, 4043, that is Magini. My horn of salvation, and horn is 7161. And salvation is 3468, Yeshei. My secure height, 4869, Misigabi. And my refuge, 4498, Manusi. My savior, 3467, Moshii, from violence, 2555, Mechamas. You save me, 3467, Toshieni. So that's verse 3 is Elohe, my rock. In him will I seek refuge. He is my shield, my horn of salvation, my secure height and refuge. My Savior, from violence, you save me. Verse 4. Be praised, 1984. Mehulal, that's an odd form of praising. It's like Alleluia, Alleluia. Well, that's Hallelujah, praise Yah, praise Yahweh. Okay, well, this is Mehulal, and that is the same root, 1984. Be praised. I called on Yahweh and was saved from my hated enemies. Verse 5, when the breakers of death encompassed me, the torrents of Belial terrified me. All right, the breakers is 4867, and that is Mishabarei. Now, Mishabarei, pardon me, like the breakers of the sea of death is Maweth. Encompassed me, 661. Ephafuni, the torrents, 5158. Nakale of Belial, that's Ba'atuni. Oh no, Belial, that's 1100. Terrified me, and that's 1204, and that's Ba'atuni. Well, we have torrents of worthlessness today with all these immigrants coming in. They are our enemies. And here again, the torrents and the breakers are figures of speech. When the breakers of death basically surrounded me, that's the waters of death. Well, that was all his enemies coming after him, just like all these enemies are coming after us today, brothers and sisters. David is a prophet as well. The torrents of Belial, the torrents of worthlessness terrified me. Well, we're afraid of all these Antichrist foreigners that are coming in, all our Israel nations, and overwhelming us. Same deal, different day. Verse 6. The cords, 2256, of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. Oh, the cords is 2256. Kebalay of Sheol, that's 7585, that's the land of death and its inhabitants, the land of the dead, surrounded me, 5437. Sabuni, from Sabib, to surround. The snares, 4170, that's Mokeshe, of death, confronted me, 6923, Kidemuni. Verse 7. In distress, 6862, I called to Yahweh. I cried out to Elohai. That's 430. That's my God. In his temple, Hekalo, he heard my voice, my cry for help. Cry for help is 7775. With Shawaathi. In his, my cry for help in his ears. Verse 8. Now remember, this is all poetic form, not literal. Then quaked and shook the land. The foundation of the sky quaked and shook because he burned with anger. That's speaking of Yahweh burning with anger. Then quaked is 1607. Wayithgaash, and shook, 7493, Watiraash, the land, and that's Eretz, the foundations, 4146, of the sky, that refers to mountains. They were called the foundations of the sky, because the sky rested upon the mountains. Quake, 7264, Yiragazu, and shook, 1607, Wayitha Gaashu, because he burned with anger, that's all one word, 2734, Kara. Yahweh burned with anger, and the mountains shook. This is all poetic, okay? It's magnifying Yahweh. Verse 9. Went up smoke from his nostrils, and fire from his mouth devoured. Coals of fire were kindled from it. Smoke is 6227, Ashan. Nostrils is Afo, 639. Fire is Esh, 784. From his mouth, from is Mi. That's the precursor of Piv, that's mouth, 6310. Devoured, 398, Tokel. Coals of fire, 1513. Gekalim were kindled, 1197. Ba'aru, from it. Verse 10, he bent the skies and came down. Heavy clouds beneath his feet. Okay. Bent, 5186, is Wayet. And heavy clouds is 6205, Arafel. And beneath is 8478, Tachath. Verse 11. He rode upon a cherub, that's a cherub, and flew. He was seen upon the wings of the wind. See how poetic this is? He rode, 7392, Wayirakab, upon a cherub, 3742, and flew, 5774, Wayaof. He was seen, 7200, upon the wings, 3671, that's kanafe, that's plural, for kanaf, That's a wing, kanaf, and kanafe is the plural of the wind, 7307, and that is ruach, and that's used for spirit or breath or wind. Okay. Verse 12, he made darkness all around him as booths, a mass of water as thick masses of clouds. That's verse 12. He made, 7, 8, 9, 6, Wayasheth, darkness, 2822, Kushet, all around him, 5439, Sabibothave, that's from Sabib, to surround, as booths, 5521, at Sukkot, like the festival of booths or tabernacles, Chag Sukkot, that's what we celebrate, the Feast of Tabernacles in the fall. That's one of the fall feasts. Amass, 2841, Kashara, of water, 4325, Mayim, as thick masses, 5645, Abe, of clouds, 7834, Shikakim. Verse 13. From the brightness before him burned coals of fire. And from the brightness is Minogaah. Verse 14, thundered from the sky Yahweh, and Elyon gave voice. Thundered is 7481, Waraim. And Elyon, 5945, is the Most High. In other words, the Most High gave voice. He sent, verse 15, he sent forth arrows and scattered them, lightnings and confused them. And arrows is 2671. Kitzim, that's it. That's lightning, lightnings, figurative of lightnings is judgment. And scattered them, at 6327, at lightnings, 1300, and confused them, 2800, Wayahom. Verse 16, appeared the channels of the sea, uncovered were the foundations of the world. At the rebuke of Yahweh, at the destructive wind of his nostrils. And verse 16, appeared 7200, Wayarau. The channels is 650, and that is Afike of the sea, 3220, that's Yam. Uncovered, 1540, Yigalu. Were the foundations, 4146, Misedoth, of the world, 8398, that is Tebel. Now the King James Version has the earth and the world translated for 776. Well, 776 means the land or the ground or the country of. It does not mean the global planet, the world. Only one word means that, and that is Tabel. So the King James has modified the text wherever you see the earth or the world. That is in error. At the rebuke, 1606, Begaroth of Yahweh, at the destructive, 5397, Nishma'ath, and wind, Ruach, those are in combination to show the meaning of the destructive wind of his nostrils, and that would be 639, Af. Verse 17, he sent forth from on high, he took me, he drew me from many waters, Waters here. 4325 is figurative of the enemies. Refer back to verse 4, the floods. Okay. Verse 18, he delivered me from my hated enemies. Now that's 341. That is more emphatic than other words for enemies. It has tribal and racial connotations. He delivered me from my hated enemies, strength, 5974, from those that hated me. There's 8130. There's another hated. That is of lesser strength than the other one, because they were too strong for me, 553. Verse 19, they confronted me in the day of my calamity, 343, but Yahweh was my support, 4937, Mishan. Verse 20, he brought me forth into a broad place, 4800, that's Merakab, and that is symbolic of freedom from oppression, okay? He delivered me, 2502, because he delighted in me, 2654. And 2502 is kalatzeni, and that's to deliver from danger, and to delight in is kafetz, 2654. Verse 21, rewarded me Yahweh for my righteousness, for the cleanness of my hands he requited me. Okay, rewarded is 1580, that's Yigmeleni. And righteousness is 6666, Kitsidikathi. For the cleanness, 1252, that is Kabor, of my hands, he requited me, 7725, Yashib. He returned goodness on him for his righteousness, because 7725 means to turn back or to return. Verse 22, because I kept the ways of Yahweh and did not wickedly depart from Elohai, that's my God, I kept, 8104, Shamareti, and didn't wickedly depart, is 7561, Rashaeti. And Elohai is my God. That's another version of 430. Elohim, Eloheinu, Eloheka, Elohai, Elohev. They're all from 430, the root. Verse 23, all his judgments were before me, and the statutes I have not caused to depart from them. Judgments is 4941, Mishpatev. And before me is 5048, Lenegedi, as in they were in plain sight. All right? His judgments and rulings were in plain sight. I could see them. And the statutes, 2708, Wakukotev, I have not caused to depart. 5493, Asur, as abolished from them. Mimena, I have not abolished any of his laws. In other words, verse 24, I was blameless, 8549, and guarded myself, 8104, against iniquity, 5771. Verse 25, recompensed me Yahweh for my righteousness and my cleanness in his sight. Remember, he paid him back for his righteousness by doing good to him. Verse 26, with the kind, 2623, that's chassid, you deal kindly, 2616, titikasad. With the hero, 1368, that's mighty man, that's gibor, that is blameless, 8549, you deal blamelessly, 8552. And 8549 is Tamim. And 8552 is Tititamam. All from the same root, blamelessness. With the purified, 1305, Imnabar, you deal purely, 1305, Titabar. And with the twisted, that will be different from your King James. The twisted is 6141, Ikesh, you deal twistedly, 6617, Titapal. Verse 28, the humble people you will save, 6041 is humble, Ani. But your eyes are upon the arrogant, 7311, that's Ramim, as arrogant from a high station, or those that are lifted up, to bring them low, 8213, Tashapil. Verse 29, because you are my lamp, 5216, O Yahweh, and Yahweh will lighten, 5050, my darkness, 2822, and that is figurative of distress. Because by you I have run through, 7323, a band of marauders, 1416, by Elohe, that's my God, 430, I have leaped, 1801, over a wall, 7791. A band of marauders is Gedud, 1416. That's different than the King James. They've changed things. Verse 31, the El, 410, that's the divine being. His way is perfect, 8549, that's another use for perfect or blameless. The word, 565, of Yahweh is pure, 6884, and that is as refined to purity like precious metal. He is a shield, 4043, to all that seek refuge, 2620, in him. Because who is El except Yahweh? In other words, who is the divine being except Yahweh? Who is a rock, capital R for rock, 6697, except Eloheinu, that's 430 again, and that is our God. El is my refuge, 4581, of strength, 2428, and 4581 is Mauzi, and strength is Khalil. And he made perfect my way. In other words, he made perfect the way that David conducted his life, the way he walked. Verse 34, he makes my feet like does and lifts me up upon high places, 1116. And verse 34, you can reference the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 19. Verse 35, he teaches, 3925, my hands to war, so a bow, 7198, of bronze, 5154, is bent, 5181, by my arms. That is different than your King James. They changed the wording. Verse 36, you have given me the shield of your salvation, 3468, and your humility, 6038, has made me great. And 6038 is Anoteka, and humility made him a great ruler as to oppose to arrogance, making him oppressive to the people. He was not an oppressor of his people. Verse 37, you have enlarged my steps under me, so my feet did not slip. Enlarged to 7337 is as made firm, so he did not slip from the path of righteousness. Verse 38, I have pursued 7291, my hated enemies, and destroyed them, 8045, and not turned back until I had consumed them, 3615. Verse 39, I have consumed them and smote them through, that's 4272, so they could not rise up. Yea, they are fallen under my feet. Verse 40, you gird me, 247, with strength for war. Those that rose up against me, you made to bow down, 3766, under me. You have given me the necks, 6203, of my hated enemies. That's the back of the neck, Oref. So I might annihilate, 6789, those that hate me. That's Samithin. Verse 42, they look, 8159, look for help, but none to save unto Yahweh, but he answered them not. Verse 43, I beat them fine, 7833, as the dust of the ground, that is Waeshakakim. I beat them fine, 1854, different word, that is Adikim, as the mire, 2716, of the street, 2351, of a muddy street, and stamp them down, 7554, Erekaim. Verse 44, you delivered me, 6403, from the strife, 7379, and delivered me is Watafalatini, as brought into security, and 7379 is Meribe, as public hostilities. You delivered me from the strife of my people, but kept me to be ruler, 7218, as literally the head of nations. People I knew not served me, all those pagan nations that were subjugated under his rule. That's what he's talking about there. Here we go, verse 45, sons of racial aliens, 5236, Nekar, cringe before me, one word, 3584, Yithakakasu. When they hear in their ears, they obey me. Hearing is an idiom for to hear and obey is an idiom for obedience. Verse 46, sons of racial aliens shall drop down, 5034, and that is from discouragement, and shall tremble, 2296, from their fortresses, 4526. Verse 47, Yahweh lives, and blessed be my rock, exalted be Elohe, the rock of my salvation. That's Yahweh. Verse 48, El that gives me vengeance, 5360, and brings low people under me. Verse 49, he subjugates people underneath him. He brings them low. The people are not low. He brings them low. Okay. Verse 49, that brings me forth from my hated enemies. You have lifted me up from those that rose up against me. You saved me from the man of violence. 2555. And he did. He saved me. Him and his son rose up against him. Verse 50. And you can reference verse 50 in Romans chapter 15, verse 9. Upon which I give thanks, 3034, to you, O Yahweh, among the nations, and I will sing praise, 2167, to your name. Verse 51, a tower, 4024, of victories, 3444, to his kingdom, to his king, dealing with loving kindness, 2617, to his anointed, 4899, with Dawid and his seed line, 2233 until everlasting. His anointed is Mashiku, and that is speaking of Dawid himself. He was anointed. The people of Israel are anointed. Yeshua Messiah is the anointed. Now, that's the ends of chapter 22. There are some minor differences in word usage and sentence structure between this chapter and Psalm 18, but not much. There are many changes that have been imposed upon this by the King James Bible. I have tried to give you an accurate rendition of what it actually says here. And there are so many mistranslations in the King James, it's very, very difficult, unless you, as the listener, have concordances, and not just Strong's, other ones, better ones. Strong's is basic, okay? It's a beginner concordance and dictionary, and some of their definitions are off. Brown, Driver, Briggs, Gesenius, English Hebrew Lexicon is the best, okay? That's what I use for all the master studies. That's a doctorate level concordance and dictionary. But you have to be able to read some Hebrew to use it. I'm sorry about that, but that's just how it is. You have to progress to the point that you can read the Hebrew. Which I can. Praise Yahweh. That's all for 21 and 22. We will be getting into 23 and 24 tomorrow. And 23, Dawid is going to give his last words in chapter 23. Okay, and chapter 24, it's the final census to number the people, and Dawid is incited to do that, and Yahweh's very angry with Israel, and we will be getting into that tomorrow, on Thursday, and that will be the finish of the book of 2 Samuel. Dawid does not die in 2 Samuel. That comes in Kings. There is more to come about King Dawid in his old age, etc., etc. So this is a real rock'em sock'em series here, full of action, full of history, which will make you understand better what went on in Israel, especially when we get into Kings, when we watch the downhill slide after Dawid, when Shlomo starts out just great, and then he flips because he married all those pagan women and they change his heart. So I'm out of time for today. May Yahweh bless and keep you. And Shalom Aleichem to you. I'll talk to you on the morrow. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.